fun show featuring OMG. It's fun, it's a show, and it's also free. We'll take some calls, make some pranks, it'll be real swell. So keep your preferred streaming client locked till we say farewell. PLA and Cacti Radio, please rep it for life. We got some drunks and Canadians, it's out of sight. It's time to start the show, so I'll shut the fuck up. And here's where I say the fun show, yay. It is really fun, I'm not just saying that.
That in part's kind of annoying. Hi everyone, it's OMG and this is the fun show where we do fun stuff, and I just brushed my teeth so I won't offend anyone. The co-host tonight is non-existent. He never showed up for a shift, and I don't have a backup co-host. So I'm sorry guys, it might get boring, but I'm gonna do stuff anyway, so yay! Let's see here. I got a bunch of calls earlier, and it was all about this ad that somebody posted, for a Mustang. And so that's why we were on the air earlier. I also got some calls for an iPad. No, not an iPad. An iPhone. And I'm going to call one of them back. It's iPhone. And I actually did not see the ad, so I don't know what I'm doing. Oh, somebody's calling me now. I'm just gonna hang up and answer. Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, I was wondering about the free phone.
The iPhone?
Yes.
Oh, you know what? Somebody actually already came and picked it up. But I do have some sort of Samsung phone. Do you want that shit? Or what?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, it's Samsung.
Pardon me?
It's a Samsung phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Are you racist against the Samsung? It's Asian.
Yeah, where are you located at?
Are you racist against the Samsung phone?
No.
Okay, you're equal opportunity. Okay. I'm actually located in El Paso, Texas right now. You want to come over here and get it?
Where at?
El Paso, Texas.
El Paso, Texas?
Yeah. You want to come get it? It's free.
Where is that at? Oh, the street.
Texas?
No, it's the city of El Paso, Texas.
Oh, no. I'm in San Diego.
You're in San Diego?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then why the hell are you calling an ad for El Paso?
No, because they say it's in the Craigslist. It's San Diego.
I don't know, dude. I'm pretty sure it's at El Paso. You should probably go look that up again.
Oh, okay.
You obviously have some sort of retard problem.
No, you do.
Okay, bye. Hello.
Hello, Roxy. This is Manuel. I just checking my internet.
Okay.
And I find a Craigslist.
Spit it out.
Yeah? Is
hurry
done?
The fuck up. Talk.
Oh, is somebody playing with your phone or something like that?
Somebody playing with my phone?
No, that means is still having the car or no?
No, I have the car, but I think you have a retard problem. I have the car right here, right in front of me.
Okay.
But you're just too dumb.
It is already be able to get it?
Yeah, but you're kind of retarded.
What does that mean?
You don't know.
It's not dry ball?
You don't know what retarded means?
No.
It means you're dumb. It means you're mentally handicapped. You're stupid.
Oh, why you say that?
Because you're too dumb to have this car. Yeah.
You know what? I don't understand very well because I am Mexican. And I don't get...
Oh, so now you're a racist.
Yeah, and...
Now you're being a racist now.
That mean?
That means you're being a racist. That means you're dumb.
let me repeat that.
Hang on, talk to my husband. He understands Mexicans better. Hold on. Hey, talk to him. Brad. God. Stop falling asleep on the job.
Sorry. Do I have to turn down my radio?
Yeah.
Hello?
Oh, hello?
Yes, I'm sorry about that.
I'm sorry, I missed what happened in the beginning. I'm sorry, what was that?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just
Go ahead and talk.
Oh, yeah. I just calling about the Craigslist posting, but I don't know is the car available?
Available?
Yes. I don't know. I would like to get a car. If you want to sell it, I would like to buy it, but I don't know.
I'm pretty sure you're too stupid to drive a car. You have to pass a test to drive a car, sir.
Actually, I have a driver license.
Did you cheat on it? You're not smart enough to pass a driver's test.
What do you mean that?
I said that you're racist and you kill children. You shouldn't kill children, sir. It's not nice.
Ah, okay. I'm sorry
Stop
about
killing
that.
Children.
I don't.
You should be sorry.
I don't know. I don't get that. I don't understand that. But if you are not selling or giving away the car, it's okay.
Okay.
Yes, I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
Thank
bye.
You.
We just don't give it away to child murderers.
I don't know. He pussied out, and I just let him go.
I felt bad because he was so confused and nice.
I know. I started feeling bad because it sounded like he legitimately didn't actually know what was going on. I thought he was just being dumb.
The rest of his night's just going to be complete confusion. He's going to lose sleep.
Hey, were you calling me?
Yeah, I did call you, actually.
Yeah, that Samantha chick was calling me, too. Or Christine Tompkinson.
Yeah.
Was she on the call with you?
Yeah, she was, actually. I tried to call you, like, all together, but I guess it doesn't work, because you don't have lead mode enabled, so...
Okay, I got her. Yeah. I got her. I got Christine Tompkinson.
Oh, crap.
Oh, I love it when someone sounds so excited at my arrival.
Matt tried to call, too.
Oh, I got Matt on here.
You need a clapping, cheering sound effect, Roxy, so, you know, for
is,
when
is this
Samantha
the fun show?
On.
Yeah, it's the fun show. It's not the phone show.
Can we serenade fun, you? And it's also a show.
Yeah,
can we
serenade? Should I hang up? Because I think it's confusing people.
Yeah, I think everyone's confused.
What are you talking about?
Whoa, why is it playing music?
I'm going to hang up in a second. I just want to serenade you.
Okay, go for it.
The fun it's show. The, it's fun and it's a show.
It's
also
show. It's
a
also
show.
A show. It's
Take
the
it
fun
away,
show.
Brad.
It's fun. It's a show. I just pooped. Fun show. It's also a show.
Featuring Roxy and Brad Carter sometimes, but he's just idle. But that's
RBCP. Check your email.
Oh, okay. Thanks for telling me that live in here.
Good luck on your show.
I hear we're sharing a bed at DEF CON.
Oh, yeah, you and me? Yeah, you, me, and my boyfriend. We're all going.
No, me and Brad, not you. It's not all about you.
Oh.
You're not invited, Roxy.
This is my show.
Or OMG.
Yeah, what? It's all about you.
But I'm supposed to go to DEF CON with my boyfriend if we're still together.
Oh, you won't be by then. You'll have gone through at least three more boyfriends.
I don't know. But I would like to share, you know, bed. I would like to share a room with somebody, but he doesn't. He's not cool with that, so.
Oh, come on. He can share one with me.
I know. We're not no, all about...
No, he likes
not,
me.
We're not
I've been
all
told
about
that
community.
I get the bed with you, Brad. Because I hear you're staying with Samantha.
look, guys.
That was never talked about.
No, oh, if it's talked it was, about this evening, you yeah. wouldn't pick up.
It was talked about, but you just weren't there for it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was definitely
this
talked about.
Made without.
Yeah. We made the decision without you.
I don't make room plans at DEF CON.
Well,
I just sleep in lobbies
do?
And stuff.
Really?
Awesome. Yeah. We're gonna get so drunk and so see what Vegas jail's like.
You know, I might do that if I didn't have someone else is going with me. I feel like they need to be comfortable. So.
Oh fuck him! Come on.
Well, I do, but I mean,
well, he'll be comfortable
Ooh,
on someone's.
You have a strap on.
He'll be comfortable on someone's floor with you, as long as you're together. That's all that matters.
Yeah, unless he's some kind of uppity prick.
No, he's really cool.
You just find somebody that has floor space and give him like $20 for the night.
You know, I got floor space.
He's cool. He's cool because Brad approves.
I'm all about it, Samantha.
$20.
What did you say?
Well,
I said I was going to let you sleep on my floor for free, but now that someone mentioned $20, you might as well bring it.
Yeah,
damn it!
I'll buy you a fifth of liquor.
Hey, Matt.
I know what that is. I only speak metric.
Talk to this lady, Brittany. Okay.
Who?
Okay. Who's Brittany?
I think we talked to her last week.
What is she?
She's just some random person.
What am I talking about?
Anything. Be creepy. Oh, okay. should come easily.
Yeah. It does come easily, all over sleeping girls' faces. It's all so a show.
Hello?
Hey, is this Brittany? Is this
no,
Brittany?
Who is this?
Could you put Brittany
no,
on, please?
This?
Or could you tell Brittany to stand closer near the window so I could see her better?
What?
Could you have... Okay, you got shit in your ears or you're fucking stupid. Could you have Brittany stand closer near the window so I could see her better?
Brittany's not even by a window. Who is this?
I know. Tell her to go by the window.
I'm not telling her to go by the window.
But you just did. I'm getting my rocks off out here.
You are stupid, whoever this is.
Who is this?
No, you're...
I don't know. They told me to tell you to stay close to the window.
So... Hello?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Hey, Brittany?
Yeah?
Could you go closer near the window so I can see you better so I know what I'm masturbating about?
What?
Could you go near the window? Okay. You are as stupid as I thought. Go near the window so I can see who I'm masturbating to while I talk.
How about not? Thank you very much. I'm not even at my house, but you need to stop like calling me because...
I know where you are.
How do you know where I'm at?
Because I follow you around and because I follow your Facebook.
What is that?
Okay, so where am I at?
It sounds like...
You're not near the window. Now get by the window and I'll tell you what you're wearing.
You will tell me what I'm wearing.
Yeah.
I don't know,
just
drop that.
If you see a red laser dot, if you see a laser dot on you, don't duck.
Is that
my
card?
No,
this is a guy calling me on Facebook.
What?
Hey, is she going by the window?
Am I going by the window?
Yeah.
Go by the window with me.
No, not Katie, you.
No, she's coming with me.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going by the window. Why am I supposed to go by the window?
I'll tell... Are you looking out? I'll tell you what you're wearing.
Yeah.
You're wearing too damn much. Get naked, you filthy little whore.
What?
Get naked, you filthy, dumb whore.
No! Who are you?
I'm the man of your dreams. We're going to be together forever.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, you are?
Mm-hmm. Hugs and kisses, sweetheart.
Okay.
You're wearing a shirt, you're wearing socks, you're wearing too much. Yeah. Dude, it's ridiculous that they stay on.
I know, she's starting being kind of boring, though.
Yeah, okay. I know.
Okay, oh, so we called this atheist dude. He's like the high atheist of Canada. And
high atheist of Canada. If I lived in Canada, I wouldn't believe in God either. you're in the fucking Arctic wasteland.
That's a good line. Anyway, and Gunnar pretended to be like an outreach person from a church, saying that his name was on a registry and that he was just calling to wish him well.
Wait, this Brittany chick is calling back. Brad, do you want to do it?
No.
No, I'll do it. I'll do it.
Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Who is this?
This is Betty. How can I help you?
Betty, bitch. Is that your last name?
Bitch, don't talk to me like that.
Betty.
Are you calling my
name? You don't even know who you're talking to.
This is that little whore that's been coming on to me.
Have you been calling my boyfriend? Are you calling my boyfriend's cell number?
Well, first of all, this isn't even my phone.
So why?
I haven't called anyone.
You stole someone else's phone and called my boyfriend with it, so you're a double thief. You're a phone thief and you're a hand thief.
What?
Bitch, you better start talking.
Don't call me a bitch, first of all. I don't even know who the fuck this is. Second of all, this isn't my phone. I was told to call back and see who it was.
Who told you to call?
Why should I tell you who told me to call? Does it matter?
Bitch, I got one question. I got one question for you, bitch.
Bitch? Bitch? Is that all you can say? Bitch?
I got a question for you.
Go ahead, ask it.
Why aren't you standing by the window?
Because I don't want to stand by the window. I want to stand in the kitchen. Is that fine?
No. It's not.
No, it's not fine.
She's in the kitchen where she'll be for the rest of her life.
I'm not moving.
Listen, lady, you know the fucking rules. Get next to the window. And I hung up.
I like how she was in the kitchen.
Yeah. Where she'll be the rest of her life.
You're such a sexist, Brad.
She'll spend some time doing childbirth.
It'll be the rest of her life.
Just the kitchen.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry, Samantha. What were you saying? Christine Tompkinson.
Christine Tompkinson. So we called the High Atheist of Canada and pretended to be a church rep, saying it was just a courtesy call, and he got really upset, and I think it would be funny if you tried to, like, call back and say you were his supervisor, and that you're sorry the call didn't go well, but you're basically, like, second stage conversion.
Yeah.
So, like, you're
it'll
in
be
it.
Hard not to laugh.
I'm level two. He was a level one rep.
Yeah.
I'm level two.
Yeah.
I'm a level two.
I'll mute and everything.
Okay, I'm a level two. What is it called? Religion retention or something.
But Gunner said that he was basically just calling from like a call center, and he really didn't believe in it, but he just had to call. It was his job.
Yeah.
Well, do you have
$11 an hour and it's all tax deductible or something stupid?
Okay.
I think she added it in chat.
Okay. So is everyone going to mute?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who wants to be the level three person?
Not me. I'm drunk.
Brad.
Surprise. I can try. I won't know what to say. I'll bomb really bad.
You talked level three. Yesterday.
Just be the level three supervisor or level three outreach program.
Converter.
Converter, that's what we'll call it. We'll call it religious conversion.
Okay.
Oh, we're getting another call. Hold on.
Hello.
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up?
Hi.
What's up, Chicago?
Is this not live right now?
Oh, no. This is very, very live.
So what I'm listening to on the radio is on the internet is actually delayed.
Yes. You are absolutely correct.
So we can filter out any curse words that you say.
Oh, come on.
I can hear you.
I really want to hear how this like atheist call goes, so I'm going to hang up on you guys, okay?
Oh, wait. Who later. Are hey, you? Tell me wait. Who you are. Okay. Well, that was
someone from Chicago.
Chicago, but
yeah. He was so courteous.
That was a little creepy, just a little bit, slightly.
Oh yeah, you're
creepier than telling teenage girls to stand by the window.
Yeah.
Well, if he wouldn't tell me who he was, he was like, okay, well, I'm going to listen to this. It's like when somebody calls in a radio show for like an opinion or something, and they go, oh, okay, well, this is my question, and I'm just going to hang up and listen. And you're like, yeah. Okay. All right.
And then you're like, play Misty for me.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and call in. Brad's going to be the backup.
Yeah. Okay, and his name is Justin.
Okay.
Hopefully you won't need me.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Cool. Church names.
My name's Jesse.
No,
I want to meet Jesse, too.
I don't know.
Roy.
I need a good Bible name.
Hello?
Hi, is this Justin?
Speaking.
Hi, Justin. My name is... I'm sorry, my name is Mary. I'm calling from the religious conversion group. I think somebody named... what was his name? He called you yesterday. Did he call you yesterday or today? Some religious guy.
From the religious conversion group?
Yeah, somebody... he was a level one religion converter, so he's not really... He's kind of new. He's not really up with the lingo and the whole deal.
So telling people they're going to hell is not part of your usual protocol?
No, it's definitely not. It's definitely not. John's pretty new. He's a volunteer from the Holy Oaks Baptist Church, and he's kind of new here. He's not really... His numbers and his quota is just not really up to par.
Can you hold just a second?
Not really, but I will. Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. Tell that person on GTalk to shut the fuck up. Or Facebook. Whatever that was. Wow. Bling! Bling.
I'm sorry, I'm just moving to an area where I can hear you, because I couldn't hear much of what you said.
Oh, right. You're probably...
Just give me one more second, please.
Yeah, okay, you're probably going to record this whole conversation. That's cool. I'm recording it, too, by the way.
So, sorry, what were you saying about John?
Yeah, John, he's from the Holyoaks Baptist Church. He's kind of new to this whole thing. So I just wanted to apologize. We do quality control here at the Religious Retention Center, the Religious Conversion Center, and we do quality control. And I heard his call, and I'm just really embarrassed for him. And we just wanted to apologize.
So what was John supposed to have done?
Well, what they're supposed to do is actually call up, ask you how you're doing, and just be really Christian about it, you know.
And you're saying that when he told me I could go to hell, that was not part of Christian protocol?
No. That's definitely not part of the Christian conversion program here. We're much nicer.
Where would John have gotten the impression that that was acceptable?
You know, I don't know. Maybe it was from all the propaganda from the atheists. We're definitely anti-atheists over here.
There definitely is what?
we're anti-atheist over here, and he probably was listening to some atheist rap music and video games and stuff like that. He's been desensitized over the years. So, yeah, he's really new. He's a level one religious conversion technician, and I'm level two. I'm much more experienced. So I just wanted to talk you through this process. We're here for you.
How many levels of religious conversion are there?
We have three different levels of religious converters. The ones at level one are volunteers. They're very new. Level two, we actually get paid. We get paid a minimum salary of $8 an hour. But we do have a quota. The volunteers don't have a quota, but we definitely have a quota. The level three religious converters are like the supervisors. They're the big guys up top. They make the most money. But we get paid for every person we convert. So I'm just wondering, you know, can you just say that, you know, you're a Christian now and I can get my $10?
You get $10 per conversion.
Yes. So all you have to do is just say,
a lot of money.
My name is Justin, and I'm a Christian.
I think my conversion would be worth a little bit more than $10.
No, it's pretty much only worth about $10.
I find that a little insulting. Actually, John, who called earlier, said that he was paid $11 an hour to do what he did.
Well, he's a volunteer. He doesn't know anything. He wants to be paid $11 an hour, but he's not going to get to level two with that kind of attitude.
No, I wouldn't think so. You do have your standards.
Yeah, we definitely have our standards.
Right. What church are you calling from?
Well, I'm not calling from a church. I'm calling from a call center.
Oh, because John said he was a volunteer at the Holyoke Baptist Church. But that's
not
where
he's from the Holyoke Baptist Church. He's a volunteer.
Okay, but you're from a call center? Well, which church do you report to?
Oh, I don't give out my church. That's how stalkers happen.
Right. You wouldn't want to be stalked and have people calling you at midnight from a random phone number. That would really be annoying, wouldn't it?
Definitely. Definitely. You know, I only report to the big guy upstairs. That's pretty much the only guy I report to. But yeah, if I can just get you to say, my name is Justin and I'm a Christian, I'll get my $10 and you can be on your happy way and go away PLA.
Well, I'll make a deal with you. I might consider helping you out if you'd help me out. I'd really like to know more information about how you get this job and also whether it's a tax-exempt charity that's hiring you to do this work.
Oh, I don't know all that information, dude. I just want my $10.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. I can't help you if you can't help me.
Well, that's kind of selfish, don't you think? That's not very Christian of you. I thought you were going to help me out and you were going to be a good Christian.
Didn't say I was Christian. That's what you are trying to get me to say.
No, you told John yesterday that you were a Christian. And
John didn't call me
today,
and I certainly never told him that.
Technically yesterday, but yeah, you told him, so just say it for me. I have it on recording and I can get my $10. That's all. I just want my $10, dude. Seriously.
I think my integrity is worth more than $10. Why don't you tell me if this is for a tax-exempt religious project?
I don't know. I don't know for sure. I don't know the answer. I'm sorry, dude.
Why don't you put me in touch with somebody who would know? Give me a contact for somebody who hires you to do this.
Okay, yeah. Hold on a second. I need to transfer you to the level three religious converter. Hold on 1 second. You're going to hear some clicks, possibly.
Hi, this is Scott. Can I help you?
Hi, Scott. What's your job there?
I'm a level two religious converter. I'm not sure why I was transferred. She didn't explain it to me. She just, like, threw the phone at me and went out for a cigarette.
Okay, because I'm a bit disappointed. She said she was going to transfer me to a level 3 religious converter, but you're a level 2 like her.
Yes, I'm just a level 2. I'm sorry. I haven't been here that long. Like, what we usually do is we say that we're level 3 when there's a complaint or whatever, but really we're just the level 2, so that way we don't have to bother the level 3s.
Well, I appreciate your honesty.
I'm a Christian, and I don't lie.
But you're told by your superiors to lie, though, right?
Yeah, but I don't follow through with it, unless they're just, you know, hovering over me, or listening, or whatever.
But you said Christians don't lie, so the people you work for who ask you to lie, would you consider them Christian?
I'm not sure. We're not trained to, like, convert them. We just convert the people on our list.
So you follow orders from people who probably aren't Christian to convert others on your list, I understand.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just a part. It's all for the greater good, you know?
As you see it. What's the Holyoke's Church have to do with this?
They're not affiliated with us. I think that might be the church that John goes to.
Who's John?
Isn't there a John involved in here somewhere?
I don't know. Weren't you just transferred the phone?
She just, like, threw the phone at me, went out for a fucking break, a cigarette, so I don't know what's going on.
So how do you know about John?
Because I could hear her talking earlier. I'm in the cubicle next to her.
Do you know anything about who's in charge of your call center?
Of course.
And where is the call center located?
Oh, we're not at liberty to give out that information, because we've had troubles with stalkers before.
You've had trouble with stalkers? Are you
going to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal savior tonight, or... Because, I mean, you know, we're getting like an hourly wage, and we only get paid if you accept, so...
Yeah, what are my manners? I'm wasting your time there. No, but I'm actually just curious. I might want to follow up with you later, so if you were to just give me contact information and maybe the name of your superior, then I'd be happy to call and talk to him or her when I have more time. It is kind of late tonight. You called me at midnight. I don't think it's too much to ask for that information. I'd like to talk to them later.
Oh, yeah, I can give you a phone number to call.
Sure, that's a start.
But it's not a toll-free. Is that okay?
That's perfectly fine. Thank you.
Okay, it's area code 618-254- 5,000.
And what is the institution that I'd be calling when I call that number?
Well, it's Christian Converters LLC. And probably the best person to speak with would be Ryan.
Does Ryan have a last name?
Sorry? I don't even know. It's a weird name. It's like a foreign name.
Okay, so I'll call that number tomorrow and I'll talk to Ryan.
Okay, yeah. Great. Bye. Bye. I gotta go. I gotta talk to people that actually care about Jesus, so... Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Loser.
Bye.
You gave him the pizza hut.
You could have totally went far with the level 3 gag.
Oh, I'm sorry. I messed up, didn't I? I said the wrong level.
You gave him the Domino's number, didn't you?
Yeah, the one I use for mic checks on the phone show.
Yeah, I googled it. Hi, 618 number...
Hello?
Yes. Hi. How are you tonight?
Good.
Good. Just you and me and Laugh Track Matt, Samantha, and RBCP.
Christine.
That's all.
Christine. Sorry. It's just us four in an intimate setting.
Five.
How are you tonight?
Okay. Why is this number on Craigslist for free scrap metal?
Don't be a dick about it.
Because we got it. We got the metal. But we got some fun to have, too, if you're down.
It's the
we
fun
show. We need another
show.
Boy involved.
It's a fun show.
Yeah, it's a fun show. Can you say it? We'll give you a whole bunch of copper pipe.
You motherfuckers are sick.
Okay. What?
Thanks.
You don't want to party with some hot broads?
Have a good night. That was a great quote right there. You fuckers are sick.
You know what would have been awesome? Is if we would have transferred him to, like, level 1, which, of course, is God. But, like, one of us had, like, a voice you know, like a reverb all set up. So it's like echoey. Like, this is God. What do you want?
Legends on. We could have him be the level 3.
Oh, Justin just messaged me.
Oh no, what did he say?
Said, ha ha ha, I just got a call from the Religious Conversion Call Center and I taped my 10-minute conversation! Exclamation point.
I knew he was taped. It was so obvious.
Excited. Yeah. You should act like you have no idea what he's talking about. Be like, what? Religious conversion? What's that?
He's probably going to put it on his website, isn't he?
I said, what are you talking about?
You should get Legend. Get Legend to be the level 3.
Oh.
And say that he's calling.
Here, this person's calling
and
back.
Get the dot matrix going.
Hold on. Hello, how can I help you? Are you down to party or what?
I'm nobody. I'm sorry.
Okay.
You called me a sick fuck, so I hung up.
Yeah, well, the cops are going to be calling your number here soon because you guys just like to get fucking attention off Craigslist when you don't even have any scrap metal and being a bunch of fucking
A-Rod. And that's a crime?
Did you seriously call the cops?
Gay rods.
We didn't even say,
fucking,
dude.
You're the goddamn vulture.
We didn't even say anything. We actually hung up on you, and you called the cops. And you called us sick fucks, and you called the cops.
Yeah.
Explain yourself, sir.
Yeah, so I don't get what crime did we actually commit, because you're the one that did everything.
Okay, y'all posted an ad for scrap metal in Wood River and put this number on it. If there's no scrap metal and it's just a fucking lie, then why the fuck put it on Craigslist?
Okay, listen, lying.
Why don't you cry about it? Because
lying is not illegal, sir. Lying is not illegal at all. Not one
bit. But it's against the Ten Commandments.
Yeah, you can call God on us. Yeah. Why don't you call the church? Leave the police alone.
You fucking scavenger, goddamn critter of the night.
Actually, I know someone that you can talk to about God if you want.
I'm not worried about God.
Yeah. That goes right above your head, don't it, little raccoon bandit? Stealing copper in the middle of the night. At least you wash your food with your little paws.
Did you really call the police, sir?
Oh, wow. Yeah, they're coming. They're coming. I can hear the sirens.
Hey, from Matt, left track. Yeah. Hold on a second. Sir, did you actually call the cops?
Why do you want to know?
Because I want to know if they're coming to my house or not. I need to,
we're so worried.
I need to put some
clothes
on.
What, are you guys going
to
run and hide or something?
No, I'm going to put
no,
clothes on.
No, they're
going to
barricade the door and fucking and load some ammo.
Dude, I'm naked right now. I need to put my clothes on if the cops are coming over. So I'd appreciate if you'd tell me if you really called the cops.
Well, maybe the cops won't see your naked ass.
But,
maybe we want to get some scrap metal late at night.
I started laughing and snot like came out of my nose.
I hope the cops just like you know, really tear into you for wasting their time on a website that you didn't approve of?
Officer, I was on Craigslist and I called and...
and I found something that's not true. Can you believe it?
Yeah. It's where I normally go for my shemale prostitutes.
You're like that lady that called the cops over your Happy Meal. That was in the news.
Yeah.
He didn't even know what to say. He just hung up.
He's like, news, that done hurt my brain.
Is that on a NASCAR channel?
News.
I'm writing down his phone number.
What I love the most about these random Craigslist people is it brings, like, the worst out into the open, and it just gives you these phone numbers. I mean, it's like magic.
Free scrap metal. That was whoever posted.
Oh, that's a good one.
That was brilliant. Yeah, because that
figure out. Like, what's a Craigslist ad that would get like just the dumbest people ever, like NASCAR memorabilia or something?
Free scrap metal. Scumbag.
Let's not be mean, Brad.
Bag of empty
bands. Any NASCAR shit.
Some really nice people watch NASCAR.
No, they don't.
Hello, unknown caller. What can I help you with?
Hello, this is Sergeant John of the Wood River PD District Precinct.
He didn't dig.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
Who is this?
I'm driving in my cab. Unknown caller.
I was totally fooled.
It's Legend.
You hung up on him?
I thought it was, No, I didn't hang up on him. I thought I thought it was the guy that just said that, like, he was going to call the cops, or that he did call the cops.
I know. Don't you see the synchronicity?
What up, Legend?
Oh, what's going on?
What are you doing, Legend? Hey, Legend, earlier Gunner and I were talking to Rappy on Cacti Radio, and we're on a mission to find Rappy a girlfriend. Are you down for that?
No, he wants a wife.
He wants a wife. He wants a girlfriend to become his wife.
Nice of you to take these good interviews and ruin them, by the way, Roxy.
What's he looking for in a... What's he looking for in a mate?
He's looking for a mate, someone to make babies with.
Yeah, he's looking for a wife.
For a second, I gotta switch over for a second. Don't go anywhere.
Hmm?
He said something quick.
Yeah, he needs to print something on his dot matrix.
Roxy, we need to set you up with some sound effects this week.
I don't like sound effects. I don't have a purpose for sound effects.
My favorite is the ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, you need a ding, ding, ding.
Do you want me to
do the first?
You know, you guys won't be able to hear it, but I can do sound effects.
Oh, then
you need to make it that we can hear it.
I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, get a second computer or another sound card.
Everyone pause for a sound effect, okay? You're going to have to pause for 9.5 seconds.
Okay.
God, this... Sound effects are so incredibly boring. It was an applause. Hello.
Hello.
What can I help you with today, ma'am?
I'm calling about your Adam Sexley.
Really?
Why do they pause like that? Congratulations for calling.
Hey, thank you for calling.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. How are you?
Oh, hi. Fine. I think it was, something recording. Fine. I saw you out regarding the TV.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you can have it. Come and get it.
Okay.
Come on down.
Ding, 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 ding.
Hello.
And she's gone again.
Yes, hi. Can I speak to Emily?
What?
Can I speak to Emily?
Emily speaking.
Yes. Okay, your TV is still available.
You sound like Mickey Mouse.
What is that?
You sound like Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Could you do more of a Goofy or a Donald Duck, maybe?
Someone else also on the phone, too, so that's why I'm not so sure.
Sorry, I got a pee.
Is that Matt taking a piss?
That's just Matt. He always does that.
No, I'm peeing. Get it right.
Oh, that's just Roxy. She always does that.
Yeah, I'm peeing right now. Hello, caller. Hello, caller. I have two new callers on the line.
Let them talk to each other.
Well,
you all need to fight for the free TV. Everyone fight for the free TV. Well. We're just going to listen. Go.
Yeah, that's what I was calling about. The TV?
Well, who's going to get it? You or one of the other callers?
I don't know. Hello? What's going on? Is this like a party line or something?
Fight for it. Stop being fucking pussies and fight for the goddamn TV if you want it.
Hurry up.
Yeah.
Customer.
At least argue for the TV.
One,
come on.
9 2 4 9 7
Whoa.
1
Whoa.
7 7 I sent you a text to landline message. Aww. To hear this message, press 1. Hey, just seeing if that TV is available in the New York County area. To reply by voice, press 1.
Awesome.
To reply by text, record your reply at the tone. When you are done, press 1.
Let's all
yes,
talk.
The motherfucking TV is available.
Shit. Oh, no, no.
You idiot. Hey. You're retarded.
Call hey. About, you need to call in person about the TV.
Reply canceled. To reply by voice, press 1. To reply by
text,
record your reply at the tone. When you are done, press 1.
Yes, the fucking TV is available, you idiot.
Cactus.
Everyone talk.
Hey,
whoa. Shit.
I'm talking.
Okay, bye.
License. Thank you for using text to landline.
You're welcome. Okay, so do you want a free TV or what?
Yeah.
It's legend.
It's yours.
All right, cool. Can I get an address?
Yeah, sure. It's up your ass.
123 Fuck You Street, dumb shit.
See, right then we could have used a rim shot sound effect.
Yeah.
I don't like sound effects. Hello? They're way too complicated. Everyone has.
Are you saying you hate my show? You think my show is dumb because I do sound effects?
No, yeah. I'm just saying. I don't like sound effects.
That's why she started her own because she thinks she's better.
Hey,
shut up.
Hello?
We're talking
about the TV. Does it seem like I got a bad connection here?
Yeah.
It's all good.
Are you all the people selling the chard and the arugula?
What's that?
Huh? That's us.
And, I don't know. I saw on Craigslist that somebody's selling some chard and some arugula.
Gotta catch them all.
$2 a pound. Hello?
Yeah. You gotta get some.
Best.
Yep. I wanna be the very best that
you people selling the collard greens and the chard? Salad greens? $2 a pound?
You gotta bring your own bag.
Right here.
I love just adding everyone that calls and just letting them all talk. All at the same time.
That's
best. Go ahead, guys.
Hello? I can't talk right now. I just ate a cheese sandwich.
That was the best one tonight.
No, the best is when he said that he had the AIDS to McDonald's people. Because he sounded so labored in his life. He's like, I hello? Am the AIDS.
Yes, hello. Yeah. Do you want the free TV?
Yeah, hi. Is hello? Emily there? Hello?
Emily. Well,
hi, I'm calling for Emily. Hello? Emily.
Hello, my name is Emily. May I help you?
I was calling in response to a posting on Craigslist.
Yes, my name is Emily. Emily, may I help you?
Oh, yeah. Regarding the
television?
I'm sorry. I've got a very bad horse missing my throat right now. Yes, a free TV.
Yeah. Is that a rear projection TV?
It's a 52-inch plasma LCD TV.
Oh, okay. I guess. Not plasma?
With a dot matrix printed on the side.
That's right.
The dot matrix printer is built into it.
It's got complete parallel ports left and right.
Well, that sounds like a printer to me.
No, it's a TV. It's a TV, sir. You can hook your filter to it. You can also hook your computer to it. It can be used as a monitor. It's just taking up too much room.
And you can print whatever's on your TV using the dot matrix printer.
It did. It does ASCII art porn like you wouldn't believe.
Yes, exactly.
or screen grabs from friends.
Here. Help me out with a detail here. What part of the county are you in?
I'm in El Paso, Texas. Come pick it up. Bye. Hey, 760 number, how are you?
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hello?
Yeah, thanks for waiting.
Yes?
Hi, how can I help you?
Yes, I was calling regarding the ad on Craigslist.
Yeah, the vacuum, you can come pick it up.
And what, it's the 15-inch Samsung LCD?
No, yeah, it's a vacuum, you dumb bitch.
When do you want to come get it?
It's okay, ma'am, we have your number. We're going to come drop it off.
Is it a 15-inch television that's listed as free?
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, man, do you want a fucking TV or what?
Huh?
What?
How can I help
you? What's that?
Hey, who is this?
I got your number on Craigslist. Said you guys got a pile of scrap metal.
Yeah, you want this
liar?
Come get...
We don't have any of that left, actually. They're lying. All we have is monostat.
Oh, somebody put your name on Craigslist?
You want some Vagisil cream? We have Vagisil and monostat.
What do you mean?
All we have is women's products for yeast
infection. For your
pussy,
sir.
Yeah. Oh, it says something about scrap metal and Wood River.
Well, guess what?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you want the copper. You want the copper.
You
want the copper
fiber. You can feel fresh as a summer's day. Anytime.
It says it's got a pile of scrap metal in the backyard. I work at night, so please don't call during the day. Go ahead and call me now.
That's right. Yeah.
Nope, they lied. Yeah. It's all douche. Like a douche in the night. Hello,
okay, the next guy that called... Hello?
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 Hi.
Hello?
Hi, how can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling about the TV. Hello, I'm calling about the TV.
Oh, you are not.
Yes, I am.
I'm totally fooled.
My voice is way too unique to pull off that stuff. But you know what? All these calls are just, like, overwhelming. Incredibly overwhelming.
Yeah, they are.
No, they can't be.
Oh, my God, it's another one.
I want to answer.
Let me handle it.
Let's Sam handle it.
Hello? Hello? I see how it is.
Oh, God, Samantha, you're terrible at prank calls.
Okay, answer this one.
Right?
Okay, shh, go.
Hello?
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 Hello? Hey, what's going on?
Hello? I'm just a listener.
Nope. What are you doing?
What are you doing? Turn off your radio.
Turn off my radio. Okay.
Yeah, we can hear an echo in the background. It's a delay.
Okay. All right.
Okay, what do you want?
It's muted. I was just going to suggest that whenever you get... Hello?
Yeah, go.
What?
Yeah.
Hello?
I was going to suggest, like, whenever you get people calling in about these things that you have for free, giving away, you should get, like, two of them on the line and do, like, make them answer trivia questions.
Oh, like a contest
so they have
to see
compete.
Who wins.
So they have to compete for it. You know?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Brilliant.
Would you like to do it?
Chicago, buddy.
Hey, would you like to do it?
Would I like to do it?
Yeah, you want
to
just run my whole...
Find some trivia questions here.
You want to run my whole fucking show for me, too, while you're at it? I'm kidding.
Well,
I don't give a shit.
Can you give me your...
real cunting, real
give me your username and password for your...
Oh, I don't actually do
anything. Sure, I'd be glad to. Absolutely.
No, dude, I'm kidding.
You need me to read and run your show?
Yeah. Just,
oh, okay. Really? Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello.
Talk to my husband. Hold on.
Okay.
Hello, sir. May I help you?
Yeah, hello? Yeah, I'm calling about the car.
Oh, yeah, the car. Yes, it's available, sir. Any questions about it?
Yeah, you said it's got a plow welded to the front end of it?
Well, actually, it's not welded. You can't remove it. It is removable, sir. Yes, sir.
What kind of plow is it? Is it a homemade plow, or is it an actual
No,
plow?
No, it's actually manufactured by a reputable firm. They have been in business making snow plows and angle plows, sir. You can move it left to the right about 45 degrees if you wish to. You can also elevate it up and down.
Excuse me, sir. Sir,
okay.
The problem with the snowplow is that it doesn't rhyme.
Yeah, but it should rhyme. But it doesn't.
Yeah, that's not a big deal. I was just wondering about the, you know, if it was homemade or, you know.
I've only used it twice. I usually do smash and grabs with the car because, you know, I take home ATM machines. And it goes right through the front door. It's real easy. Like a nitro warm bag.
But, sir, it really should rhyme.
Okay. And you're just wanting to get rid of it, get it off the place?
Yeah, we don't like snowplows.
It does have one problem, though. It leaks alternator fluid.
Oh,
you got to the roof fluid in the alternator because it keeps leaking alternator fluid. That's about the only problem it's really got.
No,
it'll run as long as you keep the alternator fluid level high.
No, it also is leaking blinker fluid as well.
And it needs some new muffler bearings.
Yeah, it needs headlight pads too. And a flux, may as well throw in a flux capacitor too.
Okay.
And a supercharger rebooster.
And a container of Tidy Bowl and a Zinger diode. It needs one Zinger diode.
It's a sweet ride, though. The ground effects are awesome.
That's right.
It's got ground effects. It's got the spinners. It's all blinged out.
And if you in the
semi the truck is the shit.
I'm guessing this is a joke on that.
No, right, it's not a joke.
This is a big clusterfuck. Okay.
Let me tell you, you can plow a lot of pussy with this truck.
Dude, he's gone.
That's right.
That everyone.
Oh, darn.
There's too much going on. I was getting all confused. My head was exploding.
I'm sorry. I didn't. OMG.
Brad's gone.
Why is Brad gone?
You guys made Brad hang up. Good job.
Where did Brad
go? I don't know. It's all your fault now.
Hey, 312. Where are you at in Chicago?
Me? Logan Square.
Yeah,
I wanted to talk to you because you sounded like you were about to say something before you hung up earlier, before we did that Christian call.
No, I was just fucking with you.
Oh.
I'm downtown, buddy. Downtown Chicago. I'm at
Lake and what?
Lake and Wabash.
Oh, really? What the hell are you doing down there?
You guys should go hang out together right now.
You should go drink a beer.
Who wants to hear me eating chips?
Nobody.
What are you doing down at Lake and Wabash? Are you looking for hookers or something?
It's where I live.
Well, you live at Lake and Wabash? What? Really? Why would you want to live there?
Because it's mom's place, so I get to sleep on the couch for free.
Well, guys, this has been a great social hour.
You live at what? Like, Lake and Wabash? What, like, you live at Sears or something? Or that's State and Wabash? That's State and Lake.
Yeah.
What the hell is it? What's Chicago Theater?
He lives at Sears.
No, the Chicago Theater is a block away. Like, I can see Channel 7 from my window.
He lives at Sears only on the weekends.
He lives in the shadow of Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah.
Well, literally.
It's been great talking to you guys. I'm going to play some music and come back for an after show.
Oh, wow.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah. I love you guys.
Well, after shows will be awesome. Why, are you hanging up on us?
Wait. Yeah. Bye, Christine. I want to say bye.
Yeah, what did you want to say, Christine?
She's not hanging up.
That everybody that's listening to this, go and add me on Facebook. Facebook.com/TheSamantha. Add me.
Wait, what Samantha?
The Samantha.
The Samantha. Okay. Bye.
That's all I say.
And that was Christine, not Samantha. Bye, Laugh Track, Matt. Thanks for...
hanging up, so we need to recall back for the after show?
I don't know. I don't know how long I'm gonna play music for just a little while, take a little potty break. Bye. Bye, Matt.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye.
Legend, I love you. Stay well. And 312 guy, I don't know who you are, but
I'm Colonel Panic.
Okay. I don't know who that is.
Okay.
Are you in the IRCs?
IRC?
Yeah, are you in the IRCs?
Sometimes.
Under what name?
Which IRC? Which channel?
Pound Phone Losers.
I haven't been in there. You mean on EFNet?
Yeah, you're not a true listener, are you? Is this your first time?
I've listened to this show before. Once before.
Oh, okay. I thought you were a phone show virgin.
And I've listened to Brad's show a few times too.
Which show do you like
better?
I called
in the Brad show a couple times.
Which show?
I don't know. It's all pretty much the same to me.
Thanks a lot, dude.
Yeah. Hey. Have a nice evening.
You too. Bye. That was interesting. I'm getting an unknown call now. Hello, unknown call.
Hello.
Yeah. Hi, unknown caller.
Hi. I was calling about the ad on Craigslist.
Oh, okay. What kind of ad?
You have a posting ad on Craigslist about your ex-boyfriend's TV.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's got a dot matrix. He attached a dot matrix printer to it. Is that okay?
What's that?
Are you killing your kid?
No, he's nursing while I'm trying to put him to sleep.
Oh, okay. Hey, it's got a dot matrix printer attached to it. Is that okay?
It's a TV, though?
Yeah, it's a TV, but it's got a dot matrix printer attached to it.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine. Okay, it prints.